Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Untie a Balloon by Ryan M. Dunlap presents negotiation as a craft of pressure management rather than verbal combat. Using the balloon as a guiding metaphor, the book focuses on staying calm, precise, and purposeful when stakes, emotions, or time constraints threaten to make conversations burst. Instead of relying on scripted tricks, it frames negotiation as a repeatable process, prepare intelligently, diagnose what is driving the other side, and create options that reduce friction. The emphasis is practical and human-centered, addressing common breakdowns like escalating tension, defensiveness, and rushed concessions. Readers are guided to slow the moment down, keep dignity intact, and move from positional arguing to problem-solving. The result is an approachable roadmap for anyone who must reach agreement under stress, whether in business, leadership, sales, or everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pressure awareness and emotional control. A core idea is that negotiation pressure is predictable and manageable when you notice it early. The balloon metaphor highlights how tension builds through small, repeated actions, rushed language, rigid demands, and reactive tone. The book encourages readers to identify their personal pressure signals, such as tightening deadlines, fear of losing, or the urge to dominate, then use deliberate pauses and framing to prevent escalation. Instead of treating emotion as weakness, it treats emotional regulation as a strategic advantage. When you can lower your own arousal, you can listen better, ask sharper questions, and avoid accidental threats. The guidance also speaks to protecting the relationship while addressing the problem, which is essential when you must work with the other side again. By practicing composure and curiosity, negotiators reduce the chance of impulsive concessions or explosive conflict. This topic positions calm behavior as a tool that preserves value, improves judgment, and keeps options open under stress. Secondly, preparation that clarifies goals and boundaries. The book emphasizes that strong outcomes are built before the conversation begins. Preparation is presented as more than gathering facts. It is the process of clarifying what you want, what you can give, and what you cannot accept. Readers are encouraged to define priorities, rank issues, and separate must-haves from nice-to-haves so they can trade intelligently rather than bargain randomly. A practical preparation mindset also includes considering constraints on both sides, anticipating likely objections, and planning how to explain your rationale without sounding defensive. This topic highlights the value of setting boundaries that prevent panic decisions when pressure spikes. It also supports creating a clear path for the other party to say yes by making your request specific and your reasoning easy to follow. When you prepare in this structured way, you reduce emotional improvisation, stay consistent, and gain the confidence to walk away or pause if needed. Thirdly, listening and diagnosis to uncover true interests. Another important focus is moving beyond surface positions to understand what is actually driving the other side. The book frames negotiation as diagnosis. You listen for interests, constraints, risk tolerance, and hidden costs that shape their demands. Rather than pushing harder, you ask targeted questions that reveal what matters most and what fears or incentives are present. This helps prevent misreads where people argue over numbers or terms while the real issue is trust, timing, reputation, or internal approval. The topic also underscores the discipline of reflecting back what you heard to confirm understanding and reduce defensiveness. By demonstrating that you grasp their concerns, you create room for collaboration without surrendering your own needs. Better diagnosis improves creativity because it shows where flexibility exists and where it does not. It also helps you tailor proposals that feel safer and more rational to the other side, lowering resistance and making agreement more durable. Fourthly, creating options and trades without inflating conflict. The book promotes generating multiple paths to agreement instead of forcing a single demand. When negotiators fixate on one solution, pressure rises and both sides become protective. This topic centers on building options, packaging terms, proposing alternatives, and making conditional offers that test what the other party values. The balloon idea fits here because options release tension by shifting the conversation from win-lose to mutual problem-solving. The approach encourages trading across issues, such as swapping timing for price, certainty for flexibility, or scope for speed, while keeping your boundaries intact. It also stresses communicating offers in a way that preserves face so the other side can accept without feeling defeated. By offering choices and explaining trade-offs, you invite collaboration and reduce the chance of stalemate. This topic helps readers increase total value, avoid unnecessary concessions, and reach agreements that feel fair and stable rather than fragile or coerced. Lastly, handling deadlocks, pushback, and high-stakes moments. The book addresses what to do when talks tighten and the risk of a pop feels imminent. In high-stakes moments, common mistakes include talking too much, making threats you cannot enforce, or conceding just to end discomfort. This topic focuses on techniques for slowing the tempo, resetting tone, and reframing disagreements into solvable questions. readers are guided to respond to pushback with curiosity and structure, such as asking what would need to change for agreement or exploring criteria that both sides can accept. It also highlights the usefulness of pauses, breaks, and follow-up plans to prevent rash decisions when emotions are high. Another key idea is keeping dignity intact, both yours and theirs, because humiliation often triggers retaliation or withdrawal. By using principled firmness, clear next steps, and respectful communication, negotiators can navigate impasses and exit options without burning bridges. In conclusion, this book is well suited for professionals who negotiate regularly, including managers, salespeople, HR partners, procurement teams, founders, and anyone who must resolve conflict while maintaining relationships. It is also useful for everyday situations such as family decisions, service disputes, or workplace collaboration, especially when emotions and time pressure are involved. The benefit comes from its focus on staying steady under stress and using preparation, listening, and option building to reduce tension rather than amplify it. Readers can improve decision quality, protect their boundaries, and reach agreements that last because they are grounded in interests and clear trade-offs. Compared with many negotiation books that prioritize aggressive tactics or clever lines, this guide stands out for centering composure and process, helping readers avoid the common cycle of escalation and regret. If you want a practical framework for negotiating without cracking under pressure, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ryan M. Dunlap, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.